This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, friends, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kelly Armstrong here in just a moment to answer your questions and comments. Brian Kronk at the bottom of the hour. What's the market now? Down 518 points, been down as much as 700-some. Watching the Dow, that could be the fifth straight day of losses. The Biden economy not doing too well. Meanwhile, what are they talking about? Let's spend some more money. There we go. Never mind inflation.
Infrastructure in Israel.
Yeah.
What?
And soft infrastructure in the U.S., whatever that means. So, anyway, we'll talk with Congressman Armstrong about that. And also, Brian Kronk answers your money questions. Remember, answer our question, where should we broadcast from the fair tomorrow? Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall will be live at the Red River Valley Fair. We're kind of wondering where we should go, who we should celebrate while we're out at the fair. You let us know. Text and answer, and you're in the drawing for a pair of sandals from MyPillow. That's right. And you can call them and get a great deal by using the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. Also tomorrow on the program, Peter Navarro on his new book as well, and John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Busy day at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, West Fargo, on Friday. Next week, Greta Van Susteren will be here from Newsmax. We're also going to be live from Trenton, North Dakota, White Shield, North Dakota, and the Bakken Rocks Fishing Derby as well next week for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Hope to see you there, especially folks in Minot and Bismarck. You're fairly close to White Shield. Great chance to take that in. 2 until 4, the information session in both locations. And the barbecue starts at 4. Congressman Armstrong, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. You should broadcast from the fair, the closest to the best hot dog stand at the fair. I'm just doing something for you guys as opposed to everybody else.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Like a foot long with mustard and onions and the whole deal, right? Go the old-fashioned. Yeah, I like that idea. You got a good idea. I'll add that one to the list. We had a lot of questions that have come in already for you. One of them was the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Do we know for a fact that Joe Biden actually not only pulled from the reserve, but sold it to China?
Yeah, and this is the problem with releasing the Strategic Oil Reserve for purely political reasons as opposed to what it's intended for, because once you do it, it actually hits the world market. And when the worldwide demand isn't the issue and the price is the issue and all of those different things, it absolutely did. And it goes into the market, and that's where it goes. And it's worse than that because now you got to refill it at $100 oil, which costs the taxpayers even more money.
By the way, your questions or comments welcome as well. Text us 701-237-1590. You can answer the fair question there too, or you can call us at 800-228-0550. Also had a call yesterday, said please ask Congressman Armstrong if he's visited the January 6th prisoners and how many remain in jail.
No, and I mean the vast majority of the ones who are being held pretrial, I mean they don't let members of Congress into prisons for that, but I mean, this is obviously pretrial detention in federal court is a hugely problematic issue. It is across the entire spectrum. This is something I've done for 10 years, and if there's a one possible silver lining in this.
We lose you?
Bond or court? Like, there's no bond. It's not like state court where you can bond out of jail. You either are held or you're detained, and how you're held or detained is solely based on how the prosecutor charges you up, not on the judge, not on anything. I mean, there's metrics in federal court, and it exists. The longest I ever had a client sit pretrial before when I was a criminal defense attorney was 26 months.
And you've talked about this before as not being an unusual situation that people don't realize this is not uncommon, which is tragic if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer to this is are they being treated unfairly? Absolutely, they are. That is true. I'm just going to tell people who are listening, they're not being treated all that together uniquely unfairly in federal court. This happens way more often than it should. We need a Bureau of Prisons oversight reform. We need all of these different things, and it's true. But it's true for all the defendants in that federal court system, right? In that federal jail, it's not just the January 6th defendants.
Another question, I think we've talked about this before, but it's coming up because of some of the individual states and some of the recent investigations, and that's on the whole question of election integrity and what needs to be done to shore up the results in 2020 and be sure of the results in 2020. What is your position on 2020 and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we have a sleepy little committee in Congress that's called House Admin that for the history of Congress has essentially dealt with, House gym memberships. Well, the two things that House Admin also deals with are elections and security of the Capitol. So that sleepy little community is going to get a whole lot busier when Republicans take over. And you're going to continue to work forward. And you're already seeing some of this. There was a ruling in Wisconsin that I think is good. Georgia redid their law. Texas redid their law. And you got to continue to move forward. There's limited places where the federal government, where Republican Study Committee actually has an election bill. I'm a co-sponsor of it. The flip side to that argument is if you look at H.R. 1 for the Democrats, every election everywhere in the country would continue on until Christmas. Ballot harvesting, lack of voter ID, all of those different issues. So we should shore up at the federal level everywhere we can, but we need to recognize that at the last place we want North Dakota elections being determined is in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. So I think there are places constitutionally where we should be. Elections should be over on election day. I think most people agree that the North Dakota system is significantly better than the California ballot harvesting system. But we also have to recognize that the very nature of the body, particularly the U.S. House of Representatives, is there's a flip side to whatever coin you're arguing for. And my answer, I actually don't think there's a flip side because I think the answer is states take elections. The federal government has a limited role in it. I say this all the time. There's no such thing as federal election. There's 50 different states that elect 50 or federal officers, and we have to be sure that we're protecting states' autonomy from this.
You've told us before that oversight will be a major thrust of a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. What is your understanding of the timeline of Liz Cheney and the Kangaroo Court with what's going on in the January 6th investigation? I mean, are they wrapping it at some point so they can say, hey, Trump's not fit to run? Do you pick that up and do it the correct way going forward? What will happen with all of that?
Well, I think the correct way is not to have these select committees. I mean, we did Mueller investigation and two impeachments in judiciary. I mean, we have committees with jurisdiction on these issues, and I think when we take back the majority that we are going to hopefully get rid of the select committee on the climate crisis, all of those, and have the committees that actually are supposed to be doing the work do the work. With regards to when it wraps up, the hearing was supposed to be in primetime today, and now it's postponed. And I think I saw something this morning in the wires that Chairman Thompson has left open the possibility of continuing to do more hearings. So I know for sure when it's going to end, when we win back the House in November. Outside of that, I can't really tell you.
But that would not serve their purpose as well, right? I mean, they don't want to wait for – they want to use – They want to use this as a blunt force instrument against Republicans in 2022 as well as 2024, don't they?
Working. I mean, 9.1% inflation. An analysis of the CPI report says wage growth has been -6%, the lowest since it's been in the recession in the 80s. Like, politicians are always scared to say the word recession. Well, I got news. We're in one, and we're going to continue to go in one. The Fed is already talking about another 100 basis point increase because they have to do it, and they've put themselves in a situation where the only thing they can do to get the inflation under control is to drive an economy that was absolutely thriving three short years ago into the ditch. And you hit it in your intro. If their answer is to continue to print money we don't have, that's going to exasperate inflation, not help inflation.
One more on January.
I mean, there are political reasons why they're trying to do this on January 6th, and it's because they're trying to take the American people's minds off of paying $100 every time they fill up their car.
One more on January 6th. Ask Kelly if he believes Cassidy Hutchinson. This is the woman that said Trump lunged for the steering wheel.
Yeah, I mean, I have no reason to think she was lying. I think the problem with these hearings is that she didn't witness that. Todd and I had this conversation, I think, last time. It's not actually hearsay, because hearsay can actually only happen in the courtroom, not in a congressional hearing. But far and away, the most of the stuff that was covered is things that she said she heard third hand. So, and I'll be really interested in reading past Cipollone's deposition, mostly because I'll be interested in what questions that she didn't ask. You know, this is a production portion of this. I mean, they could ask to corroborate those things or not, but my guess is they didn't ask those questions.
All right, friends, questions or comments for Congressman Kelly Armstrong continue in the next segment. Call us at 701-258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590. More after this.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petro Serve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River 3.25-ounce bag $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience too. Petro Serve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres on a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
My name is Kevin.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by Village Cooperative. Put this on your calendar if I were you. They have monthly seminars where you can find out more about the new Village Co-op coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. Beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities, maintenance-free living on all one level. No shoveling, You're not replacing another roof, window, appliance, yet you enjoy the benefits of home ownership. Somebody else mows. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. To find out more about one of their monthly seminars, call Carrie today. Village Cooperative 701-997-2900. 701-997-2900. 997-2900. Or online at villagecooperative.com. Larry in New Rockford for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning, fellas. Say, Representative Armstrong, a while back I was on with you, and then your office got back to me on that bid that was pulled on that demolition project in Bismarck with federal funding. I was wondering if you'd heard anything or you knew anything or if your office could get back to me and let me know.
Yes, we can get back to you. One of our fun things about the current administration is their responsiveness to our office is, shall we say, lacking.
Come on, that can't be.
Hey, and listen, you know, Sonny Perdue, when he was Secretary of Agriculture, didn't always give us the answers we wanted, but they were always responsive. You know, last year it took us a month to get anybody from the administration out to actually look at the drought. And by the way, that frustration, particularly on the House side, is shared with both Democrats and Republicans. It's very difficult to get this administration to engage on anything we ask for, which is what's going to be fun when we take back the majority, because we're not going to ask as nicely anymore.
Larry, hang on. We'll get your number.
Yes, we will get back. We have Larry's number, I think.
Do you? Okay. All right.
If you can get it down, that would be great. But, yeah, we'll get back to him.
Sounds great. Alex in Daisy, North Dakota. Go ahead for Congressman Armstrong.
Yes, hi. Say, I've been trying to get a hold of your office, and they said they'd get back to me, but they haven't. I've a family history of being in the military, and right now I'm 27 trying to enlist. The cutoff ages, the tattoo requirements, the vaccine even. I mean, what's a guy got to do to get in? I mean, I have a bird on my hand, and they're telling me it's got to be removed. The vaccine, Air Force, Marine Corps, Army, or Navy said they could get waivers for the vaccine, but the Army says no. And then on top of that, the Army said they dropped requirements for a high school certificate, no GED requirement, but yet I'm still having troubles enlisting. Like, this is family history and tradition. I want to be a part of it, but I can't.
Well, I can just tell you, they do. So Thomas Massey had an amendment to get rid of the vaccine requirement for military service, and we're marking up the NDAA, and we have 600 amendments in this bill, some of which are like outdoor heritage in Colorado and all of these different issues, and they held his amendment to not be in order. So I can tell you where that part of it is. But we just got a briefing yesterday. The military, we're in the middle of July, and they're at less than 40% of their recruitment goal. So we continue to talk about this, like, and everybody acts like it's a Republican-Democrat thing. I mean, they're failing in their own goals. I mean, the society is telling them that they want the military to concentrate on what they're supposed to concentrate on. But I just don't believe under this current administration that there's going to be any vaccine waiver to get into the military. And that's unfortunate, but I think, they showed that yesterday by holding that amendment out of order.
And one more quick thing. I know you guys are busy, but these pro-lifers and for the abortion, you know, they say my body, my choice. Well, not for this vaccine. I mean, doesn't make any sense.
No, you're starting to, who just called for masking again? I mean, it's fascinating. You know, Mike Rogers has a bill. He's the ranker on armed service, defund the UN and defund the WHO. And I'm not sure there's something better we could do as his members of Congress than those two things, particularly with, you know, the enforcement and the more, the resurgence of NATO right now, which actually is a significantly less feckless organization than either of those two.
Hey, Alex, thanks for the call, and thanks for your quest to serve this country. Much appreciated,
yeah,
for sure. Let's talk about some crazy town stuff going on that, you know, obviously they're going to try very hard between now and November to get done. One is they actually are talking about bringing back Build Back Better, right? We thought we'd put a dagger in that with Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, and we were done. Is this real?
Well, you know, there is, so it's interesting to watch this play out. Bernie Sanders gave a veiled threat from the left yesterday. Joe Manchin came out after the inflation numbers and said that, I mean, he's still doubling down on his concern for inflation, which I appreciate as far as raising taxes. But I think if they get anything, you could probably look at a prescription drug pricing bill, which is, just we all need to lower the price of cost of prescription drugs. I tend to agree with the Republican plan to do this and not the Democratic plan. But I think the longer they wait, the more they go. I mean, you've got an entire group of Democrats in the Northeast that said they're not going to support anything without SALT, which is state tax reform, in the bill. And so the problem when you negotiate with only one person is eventually a bunch of other people are going to have a say as well. So if I had to ballpark it, I'd say their best likelihood of getting something done is just the Democratic prescription drill thing. But they're not engaging any Republicans in this deal, not even in the Senate, let alone in the House. So we'll just have to wait and watch.
How about packing the court? Seems to be their latest obsession.
Yeah, so, you know, I actually spoke, we introduced this PQ. Dusty Johnson has a constitutional amendment to keep the court at 9. I find it really interesting that, you know, for 40 years, Congress has relegated its authority to the agencies. A perfect example is the EPA versus West Virginia, right? They tried to pass these provisions in the Clean Power Plan. They couldn't pass them. So then the EPA tried to implement them. And then they're shocked and outraged when the court says, no, that's not how a democratic republic is supposed to work. And so the one place that too many on the Democratic side want to reassert their Article I authority is to pack the court to give them whatever decisions they want. And it's fascinating to me. Like, and maybe it's the old trial lawyer in me or the old state legislature. You lose a fight, you pick yourself up and you go fight the next fight. Too many of the Democratic side, when they lose a fight, they just want to change the rules so they always win in the future. And that's exactly what packing the court is. And it's not hypothetical. They have a bill to do it. Elizabeth Warren was on the front page of the Hill 2 days ago talking about packing the court. So yeah, it's something we should be concerned about, and whether Congress has that. Congress has the authority to do it. Whether they should exercise it in a 50-50 majority and the smallest majority they've had in the history of the House is a different question. I would argue we should get back to the business of legislating and not rely on the EPA to do what Congress should do. If you don't have enough votes to pass your bill, you can't ask the agency to implement it anyway. Nobody believes that's the way it should work.
Yeah, I think what we all fear is they know they're going to lose in November, so what do they do between now and then? And this is where it is extremely important for the minority to use every tool you got. And I know you're on that front, Kelly. Appreciate the time today.
Thanks, Scott.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for the calls, texts, and comments. When we come back, what's going on with this stock market? Another tough day. Looking for the latest numbers here. Last I saw was about 600 points down. Could be 15 in a row. Brian Kroc, McCollins and Kroc, is going to give us the details next. Don't go away.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Uber is being sued by some 550 women nationwide who allege they were assaulted by drivers working with Uber. The complaint was filed in San Francisco County Superior Court Wednesday. Inflation hitting 9.1% under President Biden's watch is costing Americans every day. U.S. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana on Fox News Thursday morning, says the American people are being waterboarded by this president.
That he has mismanaged Congress, he's mismanaged COVID, he's mismanaged the border, he's mismanaged immigration, he's mismanaged crime, he's mismanaged America's energy independence, he's mismanaged Afghanistan, he's mismanaged the economy, and he's mismanaged inflation. Inflation is waterboarding the American people. People are scared.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I heard, right?
Yes, sir. Back, you know it does.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the money man Brian Kronk is here to give us some tea leaf reading on this stock market here today on the program. We're brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. They've got 24 packs now of Pepsi and I think it's Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, all the usual Pepsi products. $5.99 for a 24-pack. And you go to the grocery store now, it's like $9 for a 24-pack. It's unbelievable. Kind of reminds me of the French fries. That's just an idea of some of the great savings they have at PetroServe USA. And, of course, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience as well. Today, the specials include chicken fettuccine on 12th Avenue, Salisbury steak, NP Avenue downtown, Swedish meatballs in Glendon, and 45th, pulled pork or a French dip sandwich in Valley City, sweet and sour chicken in Hardwood or West Main Avenue, West Fargo, breakfast hot dish or sloppy joes. PetroServe USA, tell them Scout sent you. Brian Kronk is here from Collins and Kronk. Brian is a certified financial planner, financial advisor with Raymond James Financial Services, managing partner, and he's managing portfolios, which is on the rare side. Brian, how are you?
I am excellent. I tell you what, in this kind of a market environment, it is tough to be excellent, but I feel good today, even on a down day, Scott. The sun is shining, and I think we should just be out there buying stocks.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. So let's start with the positive. I'm always a half glass half full kind of guy. Folks obviously are seeing this and just wondering when the bottom is coming, but are there positives?
There are a few positives out there, so I keep looking for any signs of life, anything to give me confidence to start building that case that we're going to start putting our cash back to work. And so two things have come up. I always say the market cannot bottom until we start to see individual stocks start to bottom. And so we watch for that. We look for stocks that we can actually start to see some positive setups, some things we can go in there and buy. And we actually have a little side account where we go and do some test buys before we actually, you know, buy them in the portfolios that we're managing, just to see if things are sticking. And generally what's happening for the past 3-4 months, we'll buy something and boom, we're stopped out right away and things aren't working out. In the past 2 or 3 weeks now, we've had a couple of those test buys really work out and move to the upside. We're talking gains of 15% in just 2 weeks. So that gives me a lot of positive. If we can have a couple of those, then we can start adding them to the portfolio. The other thing that I really look at is saying, hey, do we have any other signs of life? And we had one yesterday, so we saw that inflation report come out.
9.1% in June.
Huge, right? So the headlines are all over saying we've got inflation, and that's not even counting food and energy. So we all who live in the real world really know what inflation is.
Yeah.
And so you would have thought that the market would be a bloodbath yesterday. We were expecting a really big sell-off. The market opened up lower. It started to sell off. And then it kind of turned, and it came back. It went positive for a while. We basically closed flat for the day. The NASDAQ actually closed higher. And so when we can see a market that starts to shrug off negative headlines, and that was definitely a negative headline, that's a big deal. That's a change in sentiment. And I'd like to see a couple more negative headlines get ignored by the market. That would help boost my confidence right now.
What does that mean? It's sort of baked into the cake already?
It means it's baked into the cake. It also maybe means that the market is starting to look beyond this. So if you'll remember from a timing standpoint, you know, we started to see the market show signs of inflation and signs of a pending recession 18 months ago already. And so we were already repositioning our clients' money to be more defensive over a year ago. Well, the market is a discounting mechanism. It's always looking into the future. And so if the recession is basically here upon us now, maybe this is a sign that the market is starting to look beyond the recession and see, you know, what's coming after this. What's the new leadership going to be? What companies are going to have earnings beyond the recession? We don't know that for sure, but that would be my guess as we're starting to see beyond the recession.
I realize this is sort of the fundamentals of investing in the stock market that are probably one-on-one, but you know, there's historic lows, there's historic highs, there's, you know, rough patches, but again, for the long haul, we're not supposed to be looking at this day to day, really. For the long haul, this still remains a great investment, right?
Absolutely. So the thing that I keep stressing to our clients, I've stressed that to new prospects. We're getting a lot of calls right now from people who are saying, hey, what do I do? This is terrible. We didn't have any defensive action. What do we do? And I keep stressing, stick with the plan. That's assuming you have a plan. If not, we need to get you a plan and help you to stick with the plan. But on the investment side, one of the worst things a person can do is sell when everybody is selling. The time to be doing selling, the time to get defensive, like I say, was over a year ago. We removed speculative stocks from the portfolio, and we basically got, you know, kind of hunkered down. Now is a time when everything is cheap and everything is on sale and everything is down and everybody else is panicking. This is when you want to be level-headed and have portfolio managers who are going to carefully place your money back into high-quality stocks. Long-term, nothing delivers wealth creation like ownership of high-quality productive assets, and that's what we want to focus on.
Are we at that time now?
I don't know if we're exactly at the bottom, but, you know, I look at it, we don't have to be exactly at the bottom, so we don't try to time it. You know, different companies are going to bottom at different times, and so what I say is, you know, if we're looking 5 years down the road, 7, 8, 10 years down the road, do I think Coca-Cola is still going to be in business? Is Microsoft still going to be a dominant platform? Are we still going to be getting things from Amazon? Probably. And so those things that are all down right now, I want to own a portfolio of those types of high-quality stocks. I don't need to time it perfectly. If I can get in at what's obviously cheap prices or very reasonable prices, I'm more after the growth that these companies are going to have over the next 10 years.
What is it going to take for the market to have some wind at its back? What's going to propel that?
Well, I mentioned that we'd start to see, you know, some bottoming in stocks and that we'd start to see the market shrug things off. But the fundamental things that you're asking about, that's a really good question, Scott. So what do we need to see? Maybe lower or stable energy prices would be nice. And guess what's been happening? We've started to see that. We know the Fed is going to be raising interest rates some more, and the market shrugged that off. So a stabilization of those interest rates. The biggest thing that I want to see is that we start to curb inflation. Inflation is like a cancer, and we need to kill it right now. We need to
kill
it hard.
How does that, I mean, what's the scenario that, they're even talking about bringing back the Build Back Better, which was this, you know, ridiculous multi-trillion-dollar soft infrastructure plan. So there's no appetite right now to curb spending. In fact, I think they see a window that we better do what we can do now before the you know, the keys get tossed to somebody else.
Well, you're absolutely right. Politically, we've got people in power in this country right now that continue to do things and to want to do things that hurt us as a country economically, because those things are stimulative to inflation. And yet we've got a Federal Reserve that's trying their best to fight inflation. And so we'll see which of those forces win out. But yeah, the administration isn't doing anything to help us necessarily in that regard. So right now it's all on the Fed. this problem of inflation was really created in a twofold manner. So we had a Federal Reserve that was, you know, way too stimulative for way too long, and then we had these stimulative spending things that came out of the administration. So now we've got a Federal Reserve that is on the side of curbing inflation and really trying hard to do that. Hopefully we can get a government and administration that's behind that too. Probably not this administration, but we do have, you just had Kelly Armstrong on, we do have great representation in Congress, both houses, that is saying, hey, we have to stop that. So they realize that's going on. But unless they dig their heels in and unless the Fed really does their job and doesn't cave in, this inflation is going to persist. And like I say, that is what is devastating. So the thing that I really want to see is that we just see signs that inflation is starting to abate. We have not had that yet.
Brian Cronk, our guest today, we call him the money man. Your money, your questions answered. They can come by phone. Phone us up, 800-228-0550, or text us, 701-237-1590. Text question here I want to get to in just a moment. Brian manages money himself, and that's unique. I mean, I always bring this up because I think people don't necessarily understand that a lot of money managers, a lot of folks that are helping I put together a plan, as you've done for my wife and I, that we really cherish, because you feel like no matter what comes, you've got a plan. And so I certainly encourage that. But many of the, you know, investment advisors out there are not managing money like you are, right?
You're absolutely right, Scott. That's one of the things that really separates us at Collins & Cronk. My business partner and I, we do a whole lot of things on the research side, but what really differentiates us is, you know, 25 years ago, I had a firm that took a look at me and said, hey, you know, we've got somebody here who's got some pretty interesting stock picking ability. And so they sent me through a training program to become an institutional portfolio manager. And so what most firms, when you go in, they're going to sell you an investment product. They're going to sell you a mutual fund. They might try to hire some New York State money manager or something like that. And they're going to put you into a cookie cutter portfolio. We don't do that. We do custom portfolio management, and we're very tactical. And so that enables us to do things like within a market like this, take advantage of these swings in treasury bonds, do some short-term trading, load up on cash when we're going into a recession. You know, in February, we increased our cash position right before we saw the market really sell off. And we're not advocating market timing or things like that. We're just doing those obvious things that, you know, are right there in front of us that these other portfolio managers that are just running these cookie-cutter plans will never do. And so that gives us a big edge on the upside when the market is moving up. But the other thing that it does is it gives us an edge on the downside because we're able to offer a level of protection for our clients, and they really appreciate that. And so, yeah, our local hands-on portfolio management with all the research resources of an industry leader, we have all these different resources that we use, really gives us an edge.
Text the question from a listener. Says, give me the top three bargains right now.
Top three bargains. Well, I can't really talk about specific stock prices or specific stocks, so I can't name those out there. You can feel free to call me at the office, and I'm happy to talk about specific companies with you, but you don't have to look far to find bargains. So I would caution one thing, though. Just because a stock was higher and now it's lower doesn't mean it's a bargain. So when we're going out there and we're doing research, what we're really looking at is say, okay, how fast does this company grow and increase their earnings? We want to say, okay, if this company's earning, you know, throw a number out there, $5 a share right now, what are they going to earn in 5 years or 10 years? Is that going to be $7? Is it going to be $10 a share and so forth? And that way we can calculate what are those stock prices are going to be. There's companies out there that, you know, weren't trading based on earnings. And so their stock price was up there basically just because people were excited about that. I'll pick on Peloton here. So people were, you know, betting the future that never came. And so now you've seen a stock that dropped 90%. So that doesn't make Peloton a value. That makes Peloton one of those stocks that came back to reality. So you really do need to differentiate, but bargains are out there all over the place right now on both high quality stocks and low quality stocks. So we want to stick to quality, which means companies that have great earnings, great dividends, and the ability to increase both of those over time.
Another question, how does the state of North Dakota manage its money in your opinion?
Well, it's interesting. So I have to give kudos to the state of North Dakota from the standpoint of, hey, we've got a bunch of money. We've got surpluses. And so from a fiscal and political standpoint, I think we do a great job as a state in doing that. You know, a lot of questions come up about the state fund or the energy fund and so forth. I don't love the way that's managed because it's basically in a lot of those cookie cutter portfolios. But with those large amounts of money, it's really hard to be tactical anyways. So I think they're doing just fine. I'd probably give them a B as a letter grade.
All right. More with our guest, Brian Kroc from Collins & Kroc, talking the money. By the way, the market now down 290. So it's
coming back.
It's coming back. Exactly. More after this.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
The Red River Valley Fair is back, July 8th through the 17th. Come and check out the ag education attractions during the 10 best days of summer. Learn where the food we eat comes from, how it gets from the farm to our table, and the importance of the trucking and transportation industry. There'll be live dairy cow milking demonstrations as well as a variety of farm animals to observe. Stop in July 8th through the 17th. Learn more about the agriculture business and why it's so important to our area. Or at least feed the goats.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Hey, they're now taking orders for the all-new 2023 GMC Sierra 1500S, but you got to get your order in if you want what you want. They do have new Buicks and new GMCs arriving daily, and of course, their certified pre-owned inventory is awesome. But again, if you want what you want, new Buick, new GMC, you got to get it ordered, and that would be done at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or give them a call with any questions, 701-214-6372. too online at SchwanBuickGMC.com. Tell Steve and the crew we sent you.
We are live tomorrow at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds and gave away some tickets earlier for Parmalee, Maddie and Tay, and Larry Flint. That's what Kevin's been doing on the bumper music today. King and Country tonight, Saturday night for the big country finale there. And that big rock fest.
Rock the Valley on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Yeah, bring your Aquanet. There you go.
Exactly right.
Don't hurt your neck banging your head.
Somebody says, I think you should go to the kids and the animals to broadcast. All right, good. Yeah. We're getting great suggestions here. We'll keep those going. We'll be there with Senator Kevin Cramer tomorrow, plus John Hinderacher and Peter Navarro on his book, Taking Back Trump's America. More with Brian Kroc from Collins and Kroc. Got a blizzard of questions in, so we'll go lightning round here. Thanks for understanding the destruction of investing based on ESG scores, says this listener. What can we do to on our own to make sure they don't use our 401k to invest in ESG?
I'm so glad people are aware of ESG. This is basically, you know, I don't even call it a credit score. This is one of those scores like China uses, a social score to punish certain companies that don't meet the democratic agenda. We need to push back on that. Call your company, call your 401k provider, call the mutual funds that are ESG mutual funds and say, I don't want this. Until they really do something about it and really hear you, they're not going to change. The other thing is, if we can get, you know, Kelly Armstrong and some of these people to pass that bill that says these big companies can't vote our shares for us, that would be helpful as well.
There's an organization called Second Vote, the number 2, ND Vote, that does some good work in this front to help you understand the companies, even for your shopping habits, you know, where you're buying, they do a good job, so check that out, too. Texter says, can I sell my 401k and invest with you without penalty?
Ooh, now that's a tricky one. So you may be able to sell your 401k. So some 401k plans offer what they call an in-service withdrawal. And so if you're over a certain dollar amount or you happen to be in over a certain age, they allow you to diversify by taking money out of your 401k. If you call our office, we can help figure that out for you. But you don't necessarily have to. We've got clients who don't have the cash in their account with us in our Collins and Kroc portfolio. They basically have us manage their 401k for them. And so that's another service that we offer. We don't talk about it a lot because it's not the primary thing that we do, but it is one of the offers that we have. So feel free to call us and talk to us about that as well.
Another 401k question here for you. What can he do with an old 401k account? I haven't contributed to it in 4 years.
Oh, and that's a great one. So we usually advise clients, prospects, all kinds of people to say, hey, you know, if you've got some of these old IRAs, old annuities, old 401ks, you're not at that employer anymore or something like that, let's consolidate that stuff. Let's clean it up. Chances are it's not being managed the way you want it to be managed. It's probably not even being watched the way you want it to be watched, and you're certainly not getting advice on that. So a lot of times we'll have people bring in their old statements. We'll research that stuff. We'll figure out how to consolidate that, roll it into an IRA, and create a plan for you. That way we've got that money working for you in the way that you would like it to be working for you.
CollinsandKronk.com.
Yes, indeed.
Collins with a C, Kronk with a K.
K-R-A-N-K.
And what's the number?
Give us a call. We're at 701-235-0119 or 888-235-0119, toll-free number, but always at 235-0119.
Another texter says ESG is a scam. All right.
It is indeed. It's a social score for companies. You can find it amazing. So Warren Buffett is actually very, I guess, ESG friendly as a type of a CEO, and yet he gets a very low ESG score because he's not following their rules. He's doing other things. He's building wind farms and all this stuff. Elon Musk, so he runs Tesla, electric cars, solar farms. Guess what? He's not toying the Democrat line, so he gets a low ESG score.
The texture goes on to say ESG is what led to the current chaos in Sri Lanka.
Yes, indeed.
Is that true?
Yeah, very informed caller there or texter. And so, yeah, we have to kind of watch that because we've already seen this political agenda where political starts to meet money, gets to be pretty dangerous. They do it with rules on how you can invest, and now they're doing it with these scores. And so I think we're smart to be aware of it, first of all, and then push back where we can.
I can't emphasize enough how much peace of mind you get from having a plan. And when ups and downs come, you really think about it all very differently when you have a plan because you're preparing for the all the scenarios out there.
Exactly.
And Brian has done that for Maria and I, and I'd really encourage people to do that. We, without question, tell you when this guy comes on and you hear his level of expertise, that having it available to you really gives you a lot of peace of mind no matter what the market's doing. And you got me kind of excited now because it's starting to be some signs of something we've been talking about for a while, that bottom and some buying opportunities there.
Absolutely. We're seeing the green shoots. And like you say, Scott, about the plan and the peace of mind, we had a newer client call, and they haven't been through one of these corrections with us yet. And we were able to pull up the score on their plan and show them that their success rate was basically the same in spite of this correction. And when I say success rate, we give each of our clients, as you know, a score that tells them what is the likelihood for you to accomplish your goals and not have to worry about running out of money. And once they saw that, they breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Call them 888.
Yep, 888-235-0119, or just locally 235-0119.
701-235-0119, collinsandcronk.com.
Right on.
Brian Cronk, thanks. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
See you tomorrow from the Red River Valley Fair with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions and comments welcome, plus Peter Navarro and John Hinterrocker tomorrow. And some open phone time as always. God bless. Bye-bye.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.